Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the last half hour on this Tuesday, March 3rd, 2026 edition. It's already been predetermined. Jocelyn Benson is going to be the Democrat candidate for governor on the November 3rd election. Foregone conclusion. However, there is a very competitive race for U.S. Senate on the Democrat side. Haley Stevens, Congresswoman, Mallory McMorrow, State Senator, Abdul El Sayed, they are all going to be running a very competitive primary election on August 4th. I believe that they'll want to stay home. The Democrats will want to stay on the Democratic side and vote in that U.S. Senate race. Originally, last year, with all the announced candidates running for governor, Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson, Jocelyn Benson, that they were going to have a competitive governor's primary. Not going to happen. It's over. It is absolutely 100% over. Jocelyn Benson will be the Democrat candidate. Pure and simple. I just hope and pray to God that they stay home to vote in that U.S. Senate primary. Because if they don't, they could cross over and vote for our governor race on August 4th primary. Democrats could cross over and pick the least likely candidate to win in November for governor. And that person, I believe, is John James. Yeah, I know. All the polls say, but Trucker, John James is the front runner. He's the guy with the biggest state ID. You always talk about state ID. Well, he ran for U.S. Senate twice and he lost, but he got name ID out of it. A lot of people know his name. Plus, he's black. People in Detroit might consider voting for a black governor. Nope. Not going to do it. Because this Republican, this conservative constitutional Republican, libertarian-leaning Republican, I'm not going to vote for John James on August 4th in a million years. I want a businessman. Well, after being asked in the short term, Matt Wilk, Republican attorney consultant, said, we are going to see a move to retail politics much faster on the Republican side. Candidates are going to up their game and need to reach more and more people because of Perry Johnson spending $10 million here in the month of March. In the long term, there's going to be a campaign consultant who is getting a new house on the back of Perry Johnson's checkbook. Well, his main campaign consultant is John Yap. And John doesn't need a new house. One question being asked, why are you stealing money from an old man? He's not stealing money. That's ridiculous. What a crazy statement. He's entered into a political consulting contract to get the guy to become the governor. He's not stealing any money from him. Well, Matt says it's tough to run as a quality control expert when your signatures in your last run for governor were so bad that you got kicked off the ballot. Okay, I see where this guy's coming from. He's supporting John James, the quote-unquote frontrunner, the guy that hasn't gone around and campaigned almost anywhere in the state of Michigan for governor, the current congressman in Washington. I got it, Matt. Now I understand. He said, then your next move was to lose your run for president against someone who the president of the United States won. If he wins the nomination, I see him losing to Benson. I see him maybe even losing to Duggan. And it won't even be particularly close. Well, kind of interesting you say that, Matt, because here is the counter to all of what you just said. Perry Johnson's running to eliminate the state income tax. If you haven't seen it yet, he claims an average family of four will save $4,747 every year on him eliminating the state income tax. And he has a way to do it by only cutting 2%, 2 cents of every dollar that Lansing currently spends on all of their bureaucratic agencies and departments. 2 cents out of every dollar? 2% cut is basically what he's talking about. That is so easily done, it's not even funny. It doesn't take an energy efficiency quality control expert to figure that out. His background in energy, his background in quality control, his background in being an efficiency expert, he can cut 2% out of what Lansing spends right now just on energy alone. Well, it's going to be very, very, very interesting to see how this is going to affect the numbers here in the month of March. And I believe if his bump goes up as much as it should after $10 million of ad buys during NCAA March Madness basketball tournament and other shows, name recognition is going to go up. Let's see what the polls do come April 1st. And if he gets up to 20%, 25%, John James drops. John James may decide to stop running for governor and stay in the 10th congressional district. The front runner may actually drop out of the race. So we'll see where this goes. So, yep, we need to watch this very closely and talk to your friends, even the ones that aren't political. Talk to him. Hey, have you ever heard of this guy, Perry Johnson? Oh, yeah. He wants to eliminate the state income tax and give us $47.47 back. If you start hearing that from just regular sheeple people, waitresses, waiters, people you talk to in the checkout line at the local grocery store, guys at the hardware store, guys at the gas station, people you see, just ask them, hey, I got a question. Have you heard of this guy, Perry Johnson? See what they say. Text me and let me know. We'll do our own kind of unscientific poll of my radio listeners. Make a game out of it. Make a point to ask 10 people. People you work with, people you go to church with, people you run into, just like I say, every day, do it. Later this afternoon, when I get off of a Zoom meeting, I'm going to go to Myers in Williamsburg. Every person that I come in contact with at the store, I'm going to ask them, hey, have you ever heard of Perry Johnson? Oh, yeah. Yeah, Perry, he's running for governor. Talk to 10 people. 10 people. Well, the Democrat in this story says $10 million is so much money to be spending, but it's exactly the sort of fiscal irresponsibility that voters are working to move away from. Ad buys like this traditionally haven't been successful in Michigan because voters are looking for substance beyond just a shine of a record-breaking ad buy. In the short term, I think we'll see a lot of Perry Johnson faces on TV. In the long term, we will end up with Benson, Duggan, or James being on the ballot. If Johnson is looking for a legacy, there are so many more incredible organizations that would be forever changed by $10 million. See, the thing they don't even realize, it's not 10 million. If he moves the poll numbers and files enough signatures on April 21st, it's going up to 50 million just by August for the primary. Potentially, he said that he would spend up to $100 million to win this office in November. Nobody, not Benson, Duggan, and definitely not John James, has that kind of money. And if he starts coming out with more and more and more policy issues, he's going to be a serious candidate. Mark my words. But let's see what the first $10 million does in the month of March. Let's see if he does, in fact, get a huge bump. Let's see if you talk to 10 people, I talk to 10 people, and then we collaborate, we put together our numbers, and we look at it. If you guys talk to 10 people, and you text me back, Trucker, I talked to 10 people, I asked them if they've ever heard of Perry Johnson. 6, 7, 8 of them said yes. That's going to be interesting. If most of you text me back and say, yeah, I talked to 10 people and only 2 people heard of him, well, that's 20%. Going to be very, very interesting. We're going to wrap this up. Final segment of today's show. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Citizens of Northern Michigan, your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Just doing some housekeeping of text messages. Patriot Pat, when I was talking about the data centers, the power that a data center would need equals a couple of American nuclear subs. Stop and think about that one. Two submarines generate their own nuclear power on board. They cool the nuclear generators with the ocean water. Stop and think about this. Two nuclear subs is the equal amount of electricity a 1,400 megawatt data center in Saline Township would require. Then you talk about the water. Well, folks, you have to understand, underground water, an underground water aquifer that's underneath your house, underneath these data centers, comes out of the ground at 51 degrees. Anywhere in the state of Michigan, almost anywhere in the country, except when you start getting south of I-40. You start getting south of I-40, which is basically Tennessee. When you get into the 30s, the 20s, and the 10s that run east and west, Florida, they can't use well connects. The groundwater is too hot. You can't steal the energy and put it back in the ground to produce air conditioning. But we can do it in Michigan all day long. Take the underground water aquifer coming out of the ground at 51 degrees, circulate it through cooling coils with fans blowing over them, and then you return the water directly into the ground. Our outside discharge line for our well connect unit, there's a 90-degree elbow with slots on it that allows breathing for air. Trench goes directly right below the house and is trenched out about 40 feet with a corrugated black silk lining over top of the coil, and it seeps the water right back down into the ground buried at the end. How far did we dig that down? I think it was 5 or 6 feet. By the house, it was down about a foot and a half. It has a gradual slope pitch to it over that 30, 40 feet, and it seeps right back into the ground. It goes right through the sand, right through the subsoil, and eventually gets right back to the underground water table that's right under our house. These data centers could do this all day long. And like Pat says, you give them on-site nuclear power generation or any other alternative they have, it could power their data center by themselves all day long. This is a no-brainer. Well, we've got another event in July that just was verified yesterday. And yes, after the 4th of July party at Liberty Mountain USA in Clare County, then coming to Antrim County on July 18th to see the Republican governors and participate in our straw poll, the following weekend, Saturday, July 25th, back at Liberty Mountain USA, Ted Nugent and his band is coming to do a fundraiser for the Michigan Republican Party and all of the 83 county Republican parties. This is going to be a fundraiser that some of the profits will go to the Michigan Republican Party. The rest of the profits are going to go to each individual county party based on ticket sales. Now, folks, way up in the UP, you're still going to get a check because you're probably not going to be able to come to the fundraiser, the party, and hear Ted Nugent. But he's putting on a concert, and the Michigan Republican Party is going to benefit, and many of us county parties here in northern Michigan, even maybe downstate, will buy tickets because it's so easily accessible by the expressways. But we just got confirmation of this yesterday. I was on a Zoom meeting call at 1:30, and it has been confirmed. Ted Nugent is coming to Liberty Mountain, USA. So we're going to party on 4th of July with Mark Farner's American Band, and then Ted Nugent is coming 3 weeks later. And squeezed in the middle is the Fun Shoot Pig Roast here in Antrim County. July, folks, we're going to be partying. July 4th, July 18th, and definitely July 25th. It is going to be a blast. So we're looking forward to it. We'll have all the details and where you'll be able to buy your tickets coming soon, but mark your calendars. Three dates in July. 4th of July, Liberty Mountain. July 18th, Central Lake, Michigan. ACCU Fun Shoot Pig Roast and Straw Poll with the governor candidates. And then Ted Nugent fundraiser for the Michigan Republican Party. And the county parties. It's going to be a great July. Man, we are going to party and have some fun. You guys need to come and be a part of it. And as soon as we get the websites, I'll let you know. Now we head back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Roots of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a terrific Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.